That's a familiar sound this time of year outside of the Hammer and Weekon hardware store in downtown Petersburg. Volunteers will be ringing bells to raise money for the Salvation Army Church, which then will disperse the proceeds to the community's needy families. Some of it goes to dozens of food baskets that are given away at Thanksgiving and Christmas time. John and Misty Burks are what are called lieutenants of the church, and they talk to me about how the season has been going so far.
In the food box, it's going to have everything you need for a traditional Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. So it'll have a turkey, it will have cranberry sauce, olives, biscuits, and pumpkin pie. It's got everything, really.
So that's a pretty sizable basket if it's going to have a whole turkey in there.
Yes. Yeah.
And how many did you give away to families for Thanksgiving?
We did 75 families. There's three different sizes of boxes. There's a box for a family of 1 to 2, a box for a family of 3 to 4, and a box for a family of 5+. So the boxes do vary in size depending on how many are in the family, but we did do 75 total households this past Thanksgiving.
And how does that number compare with what you're looking at for Christmas?
There are 89 households signed up currently for Christmas. What's going to happen is they will deliver the food from Hammer and Weekon, and we will start preparing the boxes, getting them ready. And then on December 23rd, the families will come in to pick up their food boxes along with Angel Tree, which is the toys for the kids that they've signed their children up for.
And also at the same time, I guess people were ringing bells out today, and this is December 1st?
Yes.
That's a month-long activity, correct?
Yes. This year, we actually started on the 21st of November, and I stood out there for about 2 hours. We are asking for those who volunteer to sign up at volunteer.usawest.org. Right now, there's quite a few spots still open here in December. We have the 2nd through the 6th open, the 7th through the 11th open, the 15th and the 22nd, and there are a couple of shifts in between. That's all at Hammer Hardware Store, but we do have two other locations if there are families that want to still, or individuals or groups that want to volunteer on those same days or days that Hammer Hardware aren't available. They could go to the Trading Union as well as the grocery store, Hammer and Weekon grocery store.
So like you said, there's three locations, Hammer and Weekon hardware store downtown, the Trading Union store downtown, and then Hammer's grocery up the hill.
Correct.
Okay. How long does it run during a given 24-hour period?
We are open for the amount of time that the stores are open. So all the times are online, which you can, you know, go by zip code and find, and then you can click an all day or you can click just a couple hours a shift.
And can you give me a little bit of background on where this money goes when people drop their change or dollar bills into the red kettle? Where is that money going?
All that money goes through the Salvation Army, and there's a whole host of social services that we are a part of in the community, such as the, you know, Thanksgiving food baskets that helps with that, as well as the Christmas baskets. We also do we also help with social services year-round, regular food baskets or food boxes for families that are in need, for electricity to help make sure that they have lights on and they can cook, as well as having, we do have some money set aside as well for those who don't have a place to live, or rent assistance and emergency housing. And we work with them to try to, you know, have a plan of future housing as well.
One thing we should make sure everybody knows is that if you give money into the Red Kettle here in Petersburg, that money does stay in this community. It doesn't go out. It helps the families in this community with those social services aspects that John has mentioned already. It all stays here.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.